USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Major websites are coming back online after a temporary but massive outage that rolled the internet this morning. Sites ranging from YouTube and Instagram to HBO Max and PayPal started seeing problems around 5:30 Eastern Time. The outage is reportedly linked to Fastly, a cloud platform that provides services for a wide range of websites. The CEO of Colonial Pipeline is telling lawmakers he's deeply sorry for the impact the ransomware attack had on the nation's fuel supply. Testifying before a Senate committee, Joseph Blunt describing the decision to pay the $4 million ransom to the hacking group DarkSide.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry.
This is USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
Fewer Americans are wearing face masks to protect against getting or spreading the coronavirus. A new Gallup poll found mask wearing is down among all groups since the CDC relaxed its masking guidelines last month. 79% of people surveyed say they've worn a mask outside their home during the past week. That's down from 86% in April and 90% every month from July 2020 through March of this year. Governor Greg Abbott is signing the 1836 Project into law, which he says puts an emphasis on patriotic education. This law comes after concern that educators in the state were not properly addressing the history of Texas.
The 1836 Project promotes patriotic education about Texas and ensures that the generations to come understand Texas values.
The Texas Republicans signing two other bills into law on Monday, one prohibiting Texas vaccine passports and the other protecting critical infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
States are continuing to entice those that are unvaccinated.
New data from the CDC shows that nearly two-thirds of American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. But vaccination rates have slowed down dramatically. That is putting at risk reaching President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one dose by July 4th. Dr. Shad Marvasti, Director of Public Health Prevention and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, tells CBS News that health officials need to engage those that are still waiting and seeing to get a shot. He says those efforts will be needed to meet the president's goal.
Fortunately, there's also a percentage of folks who are kind of having that wait-and-see approach, thinking that we're still in an experimental phase, which we're really not. And those are people that I've encountered, and really I think those are the folks that we really need to focus on in terms of our efforts for education and promotion of the vaccine to get them to kind of cross over and get vaccinated to protect themselves and protect everyone.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Federal investigators are seeking information regarding New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's coronavirus nursing home policies and COVID-19 book deal. The Wall Street Journal reporting investigators have subpoenaed material from Cuomo's top aides. The Journal also reporting subpoenas were sent to people involved in the early drafts of his book on pandemic leadership and other materials used to pitch the book. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.